Thanks for choosing this conversation from KAXE KBXE. We're an independent community radio station. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in good times and in tough times. We know the importance of connecting to each other, hearing our friends and neighbors, their stories, their troubles, how they're getting by. We know how important it is to know community news and state news and national news and hear fun stuff like trivia shows and great, great music. Become a member, do what you can, KEXE.org. Song could be president. That's the band Over the Rhine, their song called If a Song Could Be President. They say John Prine would run the FBI, Neil Young would be a senator, Emmylou would be an ambassador. Interesting thoughts on the Monday morning show. It's KAXE, KBXE, member-supported radio for Northern Minnesota. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Peter Callahan reports on state government at MinPost. It's an online nonprofit news source in Minnesota. He is here with us this morning to tell us what's happening in the Minnesota legislature with the idea of mail-in voting come November. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so what is being proposed and what are the responses to it? For who's proposing it, first of all?
Well, I guess you could take that to a couple of levels. At one point, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been suggesting that in-person voting this year might be too risky and have encouraged states to look at other ways to hold elections without in-person voting. So I used to work in Washington State, and the Secretary of State there, Kim Wyman, is one of the leaders of Vote by Mail. Washington has been all Vote by Mail for probably 10 years now. And I talked to her a week or so ago, and she said her phone has been ringing with calls from her Secretary of State colleagues from around the country asking her about the details of how that would work. And now in Minnesota, Secretary of State Steve Simon has gone to the legislature with a proposal to allow an all-vote-by-mail election in a period of a peacetime declaration of emergency.
So it's, you know, nationally we've heard that the president is not in favor of mail-in voting. The Republicans in Minnesota are not in favor of it. Can you help me understand why this is a Republican versus Democrat sort of thing?
Well, I can tell you it hasn't been up until now.
Okay.
It was not a partisan issue in Washington. It was not a partisan issue in what I think we consider a pretty Republican state of Utah, where they have all vote by mail. The secretaries of state, it's actually the lieutenant governor in Utah who runs elections, is a Republican. The secretary of state of Washington is a Republican. So it had not up till this point become a partisan issue. I think what's happened is it's been wrapped up in the president's voter fraud concepts from the 2016 election and plays into the conversation around voter ID, and that there's this idea that there was rampant voter fraud in 2016 and that this would just make it easier. And that's at least the public reason why Republicans have opposed it. There's also a sense, which I don't think is true, that vote by mail increases Democratic or Democratic-leaning voters. And the research that I've seen says that's not the case.
Was there proof of voter fraud in 2016?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not that any of us could find.
Yeah.
The president appointed a commission that sort of dissolved in controversy without making any kind of report of voter fraud. I think it's fairly safe to say that there are fraudulent votes cast in every election in every state in the country. Whether it's done in an organized manner or whether it's done in volumes that make any difference is the bigger question that really, so far, the answer has been no.
So what are some of the official reasons why Republicans in Minnesota oppose this. Is there a cost increase?
It's hard to say what the cost increase would be. There is money, however, that's been sent out by Congress in the CARES Act. That's the $2.2 trillion federal stimulus bill for state election supervisors to use to respond to COVID. I mean, I guess that could include buying a bunch of disposable pens and hand sanitizer for polling places. I mean, that would count as well. But what the election officials at both the state and county level are worried about is getting poll workers. One of the reasons why Wisconsin had so few polls open for its primary a week or so ago was that they couldn't staff the polling places. So it's not just voters who are reluctant to go out. A voting judge who tends to be an older person, it's kind of a retiree occupation, get a little money a couple times a year to work the election, that's a vulnerable population. And you're sitting in a room for 13 hours. So they're fearful that they're already having trouble getting enough election judges. They fear that they just won't be able to staff polls, no matter how much money you have to offer.
Talking with Peter Callahan from MinnPost, his recent article on this subject is called Minnesota's Secretary of State Steve Simon wants to have all Minnesotans vote by mail. GOP lawmakers are having none of it. You talked to an election official in Crow Wing County. What did you find out there?
Yeah, this was one of those now common, but at the time kind of interesting, all teleconference committee meetings. And she came in and testified on a video link to the committee. And that's really what she was saying. She was saying that we just can't get the election judges as now. Because one of the GOP responses has been, well, to increase social distancing, rather than have a polling place, say, with an average of 1,000 registered voters, let's have two of them so that the average is 500. They can spread out over the day and not be in as much contact as they would be with half as many precincts. And her point was, I can't staff the precincts I have, let alone double them. And she has a lot of pretty small towns where it's really the only precinct for some space around. And they both point out that 130,000 voters in the state of Minnesota are already on all vote-by-mail. They're in small towns and townships, and there's a state law that says if you're small enough, you have 400 or fewer registered voters, you can have all of your elections in vote-by-mail already.
What are your thoughts? Is this going to go anywhere to mail-in voting? It seems like when the Secretary of State suggests something to the legislature, he sure gets lots of opposition from Republicans automatically.
That's true. There's a somewhat bad relationship between the DFL Secretary of State and Republicans in the legislature. Remember, Mary Kiffmeyer, who is the elections person for the state Senate, is a former two-term Republican Secretary of State, and often the two of them go at it to some degree. It won't happen. I mean, this has become part of the national and now state Republican catechism, if you will, and it is one of those things that I really don't see Republicans supporting. Unless a lot changes in the flow and the progress of the virus around the country, there is just this now platform opposition to it.
That's Peter Callahan, reporter for MinnPost. They are a nonprofit news source in Minnesota. They have members just like KEXE, KBXE. You can find out how to support their journalism. You've kind of switched over to more of a current news source now as the pandemic has gone. You've changed your jobs a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, it's... First of all, reporting is a lot harder now.
Yeah.
And secondly, if it's not coronavirus, it's really not happening. So we have tried to look at stories around the coronavirus that maybe aren't the daily response to what happened. But there is a large appetite so far, continuingly, for news on this topic. And like every other news site in the country, our traffic is up significantly. Unfortunately, you know, it's less for us because of our membership model, but we do sell advertising as well. But no one is buying ads in newspapers, television, anything. And so even Facebook. So a lot of news sites are suffering financially, not because they're not doing great work and being read. It's because the advertising has disappeared.
Yeah, this is a time when media, when reporting is so needed, and we recommend supporting that media that you trust, and whether that's getting a subscription to the paper or becoming members online of news sites. It's just, it's a time where we need reporters like you, Peter. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You can find more of Peter's work at minpost.com.
Two, three,